Welcome, great people, to June 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph D. Cristoforo. And before you get any crazy ideas, no, I'm not a teacher, although I'm sure you already figured that one out by now. No, I'm just a big fan of U.S. history. And I love the stories, and hopefully you will too. So let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everyone stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. Now on today's program, there is going to be a quiz on the U.S. Constitution, friends. And if I have time, I'll talk about the invention of McCormick's reaping machine. All right, so now let's begin this quiz, shall we?
1788, the U.S. Constitution goes into effect as New Hampshire is the ninth state to ratify it. Pop quiz, everyone! It's only five questions, believe me. I'd ask 20 if I had time. And I would do it out of love. I'll read the questions, and I'll give you the answers at the end. Question 1. What was our country's first constitution called? A. The Articles of Confederation. B. The Declaration of Independence. C. The Federalist Paper. Or D, the Emancipation Proclamation. Question 2. The laws for the United States are made by A, the President, B, the Senate, C, Congress, or D, the Supreme Court. Question 3. The longest possible time a person can now serve as president is A, 4 years, B, 8 years, C, 10 years, or D, 12 years. Question 4. A man accused of a crime in court has a right to A, hear the witness against him, B, be tried wherever he wants, C, have any judge he wants, or D, change courts. And finally, question 5, invoking the Fifth Amendment means an accused man, A, refuse to testify against himself, B, refuse to be tried again, C, demands a grand jury, or D, wants to appeal his case. So we'll get to those answers in just a moment. But first, we're going to break away to 1834. An American inventor and businessman, Cyrus Hall McCormick, patents the reaping machine. The mechanical reaper, as it was also called, was used by farmers to harvest crops mechanically. All right, getting back to the quiz now. Question 1. Our country's first constitution was called the Articles of Confederation, which was in effect from 1781 to 1789. It was based on the concept of a weak central government because of the experience we had under the strong influence of Great Britain. This constitution was our first written plan of government and was based on an opposition to a strong central government, strong executive, taxation, and the powers to control trade. Question 2. The laws of the land are made by C. Congress. And you'll find that in Article 1, Section 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Thus, the function of Congress is to legislate or make the laws. Question 3. How long can a president serve? The answer is 10 years. Many probably said 8 years, but based on Amendment 22 of the Constitution, no persons can be elected to the office of president more than twice or serving more than 2 years of a term to which some or other persons was elected president. Therefore, the total length of time that any person could serve as president is 10 years, 2 terms plus 2 years. And question 4, if you're accused of a crime, you have the right to A, hear the witnesses against him. This is guaranteed to every person in the United States based on the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, where it says, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, etc., etc., etc. And finally, question 5. Pleading the Fifth, you can A, refuse to testify against yourself. This constitutional right is found in the Fifth Amendment, where it says, no person shall, blah, 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 be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for the public use without just compensation.
So that is it, my friends, for June 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's show. Mainly the quiz, obviously. How did you do? I was surprised to find out how much actually I didn't know and how badly I did on that test. Disgraceful. But it's important, friends, and we have to know the Constitution. Why? Because that's what great Americans do, that's why. So now, moving on to tomorrow's program, I'll talk about Henry Hudson, the Battle of Okinawa, and the invention of the pin-making machine. You know, like needles, that kind of a pin. Don't miss that. But until then, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans.